Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of the Cabazon Water District for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, starting at 5:02 p.m. Will everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Roll call.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay, so under the financials tab, on the first page we have the balance sheet. And these are the financials as of October 31st, 2023. So on that first page on line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is at $1,556,818. So that's the cash, Chase, Lace, and California class balances all combined. And then on line 28, we have the total liabilities, which is $589,980. So it's dropped a lot since the previous months because we paid back the San Gregorio Pass for a lot of the money that we borrowed. And then there was that RCEDA loan that also got dissolved last month. There is going to be the new RCAC loan that's going to show up on here next month for the Well 4 rehab. Any questions on
interest
that?
Only $9.94.
Yeah, for the first 6 months.
And then the combined total cash and investments is 1,556. We also have a check coming in from the state for 353. Mm-hmm. So that'll take us to 1.906.
And that one we didn't borrow from the past agency for that one. So once we get that, we just get to keep it, which is nice.
Cool.
Any questions on this page?
Negative.
Moving on to profit and loss. And again, this is as of October 31st, 2023. And year to date is at 33%, or third of the year. So the first section, we have the revenues. On line 7, we have basic facility fees, which is at 144% because we only budgeted for 1 5/8-inch meter, but we've already had 1 3/4-inch meter, which is, it costs more for that one. So the percentage is really high so far. And I think we have a couple people that have said they're interested. They paid for the fire flow testing, but they haven't committed to installing a full service yet.
So we currently have 6 of those. One would be for the $9,000 version. 5 would be for the $13,000 version. So they paid for their fire flow with the intention of installing a new service, but those fire flows are only valid for a few months. So we're going to be sending out a second letter to remind them that if you want to proceed, if not, another fire flow is going to be required. So and there's more talk of new services being installed. I know the liquor store owner, he said he bought a property on the corner of Almond and Carmen. That'll be coming too.
And then for Ross. Lines 8 and 10, 8 and 11, property taxes and standby fees, tax revenue. Both of those we usually receive the income for that in, I think it's January and May for both of those, so we should see more activity in a few months. And then on line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income, which we didn't budget anything for because that's kind of just a random extra income line. But we have $27,000 that we've had in that line this year. That was just insurance reimbursements for the stolen tools and damaged vehicles from back in May, and also recycled materials.
Shouldn't we have put the money back into where we took it from? When we bought the tools?
I don't think we can do that because those were from expense accounts, and we have to record the income in revenue accounts.
But it's reimbursement, it's not really revenue.
Well, and the other thing, too, like on the vehicle maintenance, we put the charges were against that, so you'll see on one of the line items that it's like way over.
Yeah.
Because that check was not put in for vehicle maintenance. It was put in to this miscellaneous operating income. So we'll just have to follow along on that. Just understand that we didn't spend, you know, we don't have all this grand spending of vehicle maintenance. It was just that the toolboxes cost $11,000.
Yeah.
And that's all paid by insurance, but the charges are applied against vehicle maintenance for that.
I can try to find out if there's a new line that they can add so that it's separate from like
just,
a regular.
It seems like if we're paying for vehicle stuff, we should put the money from insurance.
That makes sense.
So it balances out.
Right.
So that it doesn't show that we spent that money because we didn't.
Or show like we got income that we don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can like put a line, like call that out next to it, like what line item it's going to be for.
Something.
Yeah, we talked about that, about making an adjustment.
Because you're going to have to pay insurance or pay taxes on that, right, as an income, if you put it in income, rather than reimbursement?
That'd be a good question, right?
Yeah, well, I'll ask him about that. Cause
I don't know, I'm just talking.
So on line 16, we have the total revenues, which is at 34%, so just right on target, just a tiny bit over. And then moving on to the expenses, payroll's pretty much on target. On line 35, we have the total facilities, wells, T&D. That whole section is kind of unpredictable. A lot of it just depends on the timing of the bills or when we make material purchases. So it's under budget right now, but it could be way over next month. Not over, but it could be a little bit above next month. And then the next section is the office expenses. The total for that section is, it appears on the next page on line 47, which is at 32%, so right on target. That one's a little bit of the same, where some of the lines are really unpredictable depending on the timing of the year. On the next page, we have line 49, financial audit, which is at 54%. That is due to the timing of the bills. A lot of the audit bills come around July, since that's the end of the previous fiscal year, or June 30th is. And then on line 62, we have safety, which is only at 13%. We did a lot of the safety purchases last year. It actually ended up over budget last year. So this year we're under, hopefully we'll stay under, and we won't need to make any more big safety purchases. On line 65, we have the service trucks repair and maintenance. This is the one that Mike was talking about, where it has the $9,700 from this month. We spent $8,900 on the repair of the tool bed for the truck that was damaged from that break-in. So we're going to recategorize that next month. I'll ask Cindy or Scott about how we can do that since it was an insurance reimbursement. I was going to just put it under non-operating expenses, but we'll see if there's a new line that we can add to have the insurance stuff in there. And then down on line 74, we have the total expenses, which is at 31%, so just a little bit under budget. And then down on line 79, we have the net income slash loss. Right now, we are at a net income of $338,750.
Line 54, the insurance?
Yeah, so
it's just timing, because they started in like 6 months, quarters?
Yeah, so I put little asterisks over there on the side, and on the bottom, the property and liability insurance is paid through April 2024. So we won't have to pay, unless we add anything or remove anything. Not remove anything.
So it's like a payment.
Yeah, we pay for almost the full year. And the same thing on the previous page, there's a couple of the lines that I put little asterisks next to, since we're paid pretty much through the whole year.
Okay.
Any other questions? I forgot we have one more page. This is the capital project. On line 5, we have meter replacement, which is at 21%. We do, I think, still have some meters in stock right now. The employee that was doing the monthly purchases, he was out for an off-duty injury. But now that he's back, we'll probably get back on the 30 meters a month thing that we had been doing. And then I think I've mentioned this every month this year, but for line 10, we have the well 1 emergency repair, which was $143,000. We used the money from line 6 that we budgeted for line 6, the main replacements, because we got a grant for that, a section of a main replacement this year. And actually, we're going to talk about that in the regular board meeting because there's an agreement for a grant agreement for that. And then down on line 21, we have the tank 2, 3, and 4 recoding. This project is completely done. We just have some final paperwork that we have to finish up. And then there might be a couple little bills that we have to pay. But for the most part, that one's completely done. On line 24, we have the well 4 repairs. That's the one that we used the RCAC loan for. Which was, the loan was for $165,000. We used $162,000 of it. So that one, I think that thing's completely done, right? The well 4?
Yeah, that's that's completely done. We have to take Title 22 samples, which is all the variations of minerals and metals and back tea and everything like that. It's a large sampling bottle shipment. $3,200 for all those samples. Yeah, that's a Title 22, so.
And that's pretty much it. There hasn't been a lot of activity for the other. Actually, now I'm looking at it. The isolation valve project is done. The groundwater well improvements on line 17, that's the test well project, which we ran into a little hiccup. They're just trying to find out which property to do it on, because the original one that we had was, some of the contractors were saying it's too small, but there is a contractor who said they could probably do it on there. So we're trying to figure out if we're going to go back to that one or find a new property for it.
Which property was that?
The dinosaur?
Yeah.
Dinosaur parking lot, mm-hmm. Right behind Burger King.
Mm-hmm. The Broadway and Main Street gate valve project is done. So yeah, the only one.
Can we have something on here that like kind of like check, like give this quick check?
Yeah.
Or does this come straight from Cindy? Or is it your other spreadsheet?
This comes straight from Cindy, but I can ask them, or Cindy's team, I should say. They send it in a PDF, but I can ask them to like add anything to it, and they'll do it. And that is it. Any questions?
Any questions?
No.
Okay. So we will adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5:15.
Quick. That was a long meeting.
Well,